Hello, I'm going to talk to you about the importance of public opinion with people, corporations, and companies, internet in the age of political correctness, social media, and culture sensitivity. So what is public opinion, and what is the art of public opinion? Or a celebrity, spokesperson? What people think of you can determine whether they're going to buy your services. If somebody doesn't like you, or the public doesn't like you, they won't buy your album, watch your movie. Public opinion is what people think of you as a company, a corporation. Makes or breaks you in terms of buy your products, if they're going to buy your services, or you're going to be able to stay in business. So public opinion is very valued, especially in today's society where we are living in a moment that we are connected more than ever. So what people think of you as people buy your services and trust you. So what is cancel culture? Cancel culture is the idea that if you post something online and you are an organization, or you're a company, or you're a public figure, because a public figure, you are a brand, and you post something that you believe in, or you take your stance on something, and people get offended, or it can be something that a company or a person does, then people try to petition to boycott you and try to say, oh, unsubscribe to this channel, and because this is what she said or this is what he said. So we're going to talk about some examples of what cancel culture is with public opinion and with political correctness that everybody is trying to be because of all of these problems. Hello, I am going to be talking about a case study with regards to public opinion, propaganda, and the current cancel culture that we are living in today in our modern era. Donald Sterling was a Clippers game owner, but he was caught up in a scandal, and the scandal consisted of racial comments about minorities. And so he was recorded by one of his confidants, which is like one of his younger female friends. And so what she did, she recorded him and she sold the tape to the media. And in the recording was very racially insensitive comments about blacks. And so I'm going to show you a clip and we are going to discuss afterwards.
Wow. People call you and tell you that I have black people on my Instagram and it bothers you.
Yeah, it bothers me a lot that you want to broadcast that you're associating with black people. You have to?
You associate with black people.
I'm not you and you're not me. You're supposed to be a delicate white or a delicate Latina girl.
I'm a mixed girl. People around you that are full of racism and hate in their hearts. I'm sorry that you're still racist in your heart. I'm sorry that you live in a world that still...
How about your whole life? Every day, you could do whatever you want. You could sleep with them, you could bring them in, you could do whatever you want. The little I ask you is not to promote it on that and not to bring them to my games.
I don't bring anyone to the game.
Okay, then. There's nothing to argue about.
I know.
Negativity. I love everybody. I'm just saying, in your lousy Instagram, you don't have to have yourself with walking with black people. You don't have to. If you want to, do it.
If it's white people, it's okay? Someone I admire Magic Johnson.
Okay, good.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
He's made a lot of changes for his community, for the world, for the people, for the minorities. He's helped a lot of people.
Why are you forcing this down my throat? I'm finished talking to you. I have nothing more to say.
And I took a picture with someone I admire.
Good.
And he happens to be black, and I'm sorry.
I think it's nice that you admire him. I know him well, and he should be admired. And I'm just saying that it's too bad you can't admire him privately. And during your entire f***ing life, your whole life, admire him. Bring him here, feed him, f*** him, I don't care. You can do anything. But don't put him on an Instagram so the world has to see, so they have to call me. And don't bring him into my games, okay?
In conclusion, I would like to say that public opinion does matter. Mr. Sterling was caught and recorded saying racially insensitive things about people of color. He was forced to sell and give out his Clippers basketball team. In today's modern era of internet, I would like to leave you with this. Cell phones and social media, the art of spin, propaganda, and manipulation is able to be spread out faster than ever before. Therefore, we must be very careful with what we say or do in this modern age. Thank you.